Welcome back to Your Birth Bestie podcast. This is day five, our final day of the five-day series about overcoming hospital birth fears to celebrate 6 months of this podcast. And before we get started, I wanted to remind you for the last time that there is a giveaway I have been doing all week to thank you for listening here. So today is the last day to enter, and one more lucky listener who reviews the show and sends me a screenshot of that review and shares their favorite episode on Instagram stories, tagging me at BethConnors_CNM, will win a $50 Amazon gift card. I am so thankful for your support, and I hope you win the giveaway tonight. Hey there, I'm Beth Connors, a midwife and mom of two, but also your birth bestie. In this podcast, we'll dive deep into everything you need to feel confident, prepared, and in control, from baby bump to delivery room, from practical tips to personal stories. We'll cover it all so you know exactly what to expect every step of the way. Let's get into it. So the final topic of the week is about the postpartum period. And I actually have so much to say about this, but we'll go into some of these topics in more postpartum related episodes coming up because it really is so undereducated about. So definitely stay tuned for those coming up. But really, postpartum is so much more than that time that signifies your pregnancy has come to an end and your baby is here and you're just your pre-pregnancy self with the baby. And that's how I feel like it's viewed sometimes, like you aren't at all changed or you shouldn't be, but instead you've transformed so much in this time and you have new responsibilities, new ways of thinking, a completely new schedule, and you're learning who your baby is, but also who you are and how to maintain relationships with your partner, your friends, and your family. And that's a lot. That literally instantly changes with the birth of your baby, and you don't know when your baby is coming, so it just is a very abrupt change in your life. So it's probably something that we should all prepare for. So I will briefly explain a few things that many moms fear or are anxious about postpartum while they are pregnant to give you an idea of things to further consider. If there is something that specifically is interesting to you, message me on Instagram and I will be sure to answer your questions or elaborate on a certain topic coming up here in the coming weeks. So the first thing I'm going to call out is sleep deprivation. If you like sleep, like I know we all do, and you are having a hard time sleeping during pregnancy maybe, or maybe you're fine in pregnancy but are really worried about your sleep schedule and what that's going to be like when your baby comes, that's a huge concern for new parents. So finding support in pregnancy that can help you during postpartum is great. And also thinking through what your sleep schedule is going to look like in those early days and splitting up duties between you and your partner. For my husband and I, it worked for us to take 3-hour shifts in the night for the first several months. And we were both up more frequently than that, but that was the goal, was to take those 3-hour shifts. But based on my pumping schedule with my first, and then I was nursing more frequently with my second, but that support from my partner in itself was a lot. But having planned to have those 3 hours a night that were, you know, your off duty, if we could be to rest, that was what got us through, and that's what we had planned. You will find something that works for you, and knowing that it is temporary did help me get through it, even though I know in the moment it totally feels unmanageable. And I just mentioned too about breastfeeding briefly, but for me and many moms, that is not something that just works right away. It's really a learned skill for both you and your baby. And even though it's probably the most natural thing that you can do as a mom, it's not always instinctual and things don't always work out perfectly 100% of the time. My journey with my first was unsupported completely, and I ended up pumping due to a painful latch. And then with my second baby, I also had a painful latch. Both my girls ended up having lip ties that were undiagnosed, and navigating that whole situation was difficult. I didn't think that I would be between the 4 to 5 months postpartum still struggling with breastfeeding with my second baby. And I can tell you that I almost gave up 1,000 times. But we made it through with resources and support and education and just constantly trying new things, not wanting to give up. And we've surpassed the 16-month mark, which is just incredible to even say because I never thought I would be here. And the first few months are really hard all around, but this part as well gets easier. And really, now thinking about it, I feel like it's the hardest it'll ever be all at the same time, and it's overwhelming. So if you can just get past that first initial part with help in everything that you're adjusting to postpartum, you are going to be so great. So two resources that are local to me in Wisconsin, but who also do virtual consults as well, are Wisco Lactation and Latched Lake Country. So I will link them below in the show notes, but check them out for sure. They are amazing. And I wish I would have known about these private resources outside of what the hospital recommends, because I went to the lactation consultants at the hospital in an outpatient way a few days after delivery, and then checked in with them a couple times after the fact. And it was nothing helpful, unfortunately. So these women, these businesses that are doing these things outside of the hospital and doing full comprehensive approaches and really looking at mom and baby, it's just so much more personalized, and their care absolutely sets them apart from anything that you would get in the hospital. It is totally worth it. And even planning ahead during pregnancy, completely worth it. So as you can see, I am still kicking myself for not having done this before, but I didn't know about it. So I'm just going to have to let that go. But I can tell you that for both my babies, I did not know that these outside private resources even existed. I was a midwife. I just imagined that the lactation consultants at the hospital were going to give me this individualized care, you know, even help me with different things I didn't even know I needed. But now I know that they didn't address these things, and this is why I struggled. And it's things like making sure you have the right size flange for your breast pump, or making sure you have the resources to know how to deal with certain issues of engorgement or concerns about milk supply, you know, further down the road, not just those immediate first days, because it's not like you just figure it out within a few days. Often it's a long learning process. Or if later when you decide you want to go back to work or you're going to be away from your baby and you have to navigate what pumping looks like at work and how often you're going to get breaks and how to navigate that in your own life. These are things that you can't just call your lactation consultant at the hospital, you know, that you saw 3 months ago. That's just not something that they are able to support. So these other businesses are just so helpful for moms, and I wish I would have had somebody like that. I encourage you to seek that out if that's something that interests you as well. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was the actual physical recovery and postpartum mood disorders that can really be nerve-wracking for moms to think about during pregnancy, that these things are going to, you know, be potentially their reality in a few months, or that they're at greater risk of these things. So you are probably focused on labor and getting through the marathon of an event that labor is, and then to think about everything after your baby comes, plus you have another human to take care of and adjust to their schedule and their life, it's a lot to comprehend. So you may fear developing postpartum depression or anxiety, or unsure how you're even going to adjust to this new life. And I actually have another resource that's local, but they also provide services to moms all over, and that is Moms Mental Health Initiative. And you need to think about resources that are out there just in case you need them postpartum, making sure that you understand the signs of postpartum mood disorders or what's normal to feel in the postpartum period, and then also when to seek help. Having an idea too of what the physical recovery process is like is important, like pain or changes in your body, any restrictions that you might have, how to set up your home best to bring baby home while you are, you know, still recovering. All of these things are usually an afterthought, but they really shouldn't be. I was taken by surprise with my first delivery, and unfortunately, how awful I felt physically. But in my head, I deemed it as it was just normal postpartum pain. I was taking pain medication as often as I could for 6 weeks every single day without improvement. And then come to find out, I had actually separated my pubic bones from labor complications with a vacuum-assisted delivery. I had trouble walking and carrying my baby. And then on top of it, breastfeeding wasn't working. So I gave up with that to pump, which I was also guilty about and emotional about. I was in nursing school at the time and overwhelmed to keep up there. My mental health wasn't good. Sleep was hard, or really just the lack of it. It was a lot, and I had only prepared for how to cope through labor pain, honestly. Not one thought was even ever given to postpartum besides maybe having a few freezer meals on hand. I thought I was healthy, I was young, I was in pretty good shape, I would be fine, you know, I would bounce back, everything would be good. But I wasn't, and I totally could have felt better about what happened if I had known what to expect and would have known to reach out to people when I was struggling. I don't wish this experience on anyone, but it's a similar story that I hear way too often, especially when you are being cared for by hospital providers, if that's what you choose. The support just isn't there after you have your baby, so you have to go seek it out in other places. And I 100% know that's not fair and that's not right, and that's a conversation for another day, but it is true that we really have to take control of our own postpartum experiences and seek out those resources for ourselves. So now let's talk about baby too, because moms, of course, once their babies are here, they have concerns and worries about their baby's health and their well-being. There are thoughts about sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, being the most severe, scary thing to think about, or maybe the fear that your baby has colic. These are all common concerns. And moms also worry about some of the smaller things, like is baby eating enough or sleeping enough or gaining weight adequately? Or is their skin rash normal? Is their diaper on too tight? Are they too close to a fan? Are they getting enough tummy time? The list can literally go on and on and on. And this too, there is a line between general concern for baby and taking precautions for their well-being. But moms can also spiral into postpartum anxiety and postpartum depression. And that is something that's not their fault. We want baby to be healthy, of course. But now with that new responsibility and mom recovering herself, it sometimes does happen where mental health is a struggle. So if this happens to you or somebody that you care for, there are resources out there. And with the lactation consultants that I listed before, there is a mental health resource that I will also link in the show notes as well, if you are interested in that for yourself or for passing that along. Your identity also changes as you navigate pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, and many women fear losing their sense of identity or independence after becoming a mom. It's important to communicate openly with your partner and your friends and your family about not only your needs, but also your boundaries. It's also important to plan ahead with your provider and anticipate any challenges that a new baby might bring for your relationship, maybe prioritizing quality time together, making sure you are communicating well, and if it's helpful, seeking counseling to help maintain a healthy partnership as you are caring for this new little person. And then lastly, to wrap up this entire series, social isolation and lack of support are often things that expecting parents go through in all seasons of parenthood, whether that's pregnancy, labor, postpartum, or beyond. Some new moms worry about feeling isolated or disconnected from their social circles if their friends maybe don't have kids yet, or if they don't have the same views on parenting and don't align well in that way as you change throughout motherhood. So you can also join mom groups. I love looking for new mom groups on Facebook that are local to me and meeting new people there and connecting my kids, staying in touch with friends that maybe you haven't seen in a while and reconnecting with them, because people do change. And those that we didn't used to be close to even, I have seen change in my own life too, and we're actually more compatible now than a few years ago with having started our families. Finding things to do with your newborn and with other moms and having conversations and support, having that support from other new parents that are outside your usual social circle, definitely helps with that feeling of social isolation, especially in the beginning as you are really newly navigating everything. It's normal to have concerns or feel excited but nervous about this new journey, but I don't want it to ever feel like something that you have to do alone. There are people out there like me who can meet you where you're at and provide resources to you and help you if you're stuck at any point throughout anything that you're going through. If it ever feels just like too much, or if you are seeking out more clarification about something as you are really leaning into those fears that you have with curiosity, definitely reach out. Thank you for joining me throughout this 5-day series about overcoming hospital birth fears. I hope you found this helpful and would love to read your thoughts in a review to support the show. I appreciate you so much, and we'll see you next week for another episode. Bye, everyone.